This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. We come to certain moments in our life when we can either go forward, stand still, or go backwards. And here's the truth of it. If we stand still, we'll soon be going backwards, for no one is stationary for long. So, we know we have a little frame of time, but if we stay in a holding position for very long, we're going to regress, no doubt about it. Now, the reason we are most often fearful of going forward is that the way is not absolutely clear, right? I mean, if it were, if you could see green pastures, rolling hills, peace, prosperity, success, not fear of failure, well, you would, of course, not hesitate. You'd go forward. But going forward in what we believe is a positive direction is not always easy. And it requires a step of faith, trust, and then another step and another step. So it's not easy. So here we are in this moment. We could call it a divine moment when we have a choice to seize an opportunity to go forward or to let that moment slip through our grasp. And divine moments are game changers. Decisions made in divine moments are magnified. For example, when you're in a divine moment and you take a step of faith forward, when you seize that divine moment by taking that step of faith, then the blessings tend to be magnified. Other areas of your life likewise can improve. I mean, it really puts you into a hyper change as it begins to change other aspects of your life. You go to a whole new level, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but you are going forward. But then, if you fail to step forward in faith and you shrink back in fear and you let the divine moment slip, the negative consequences are magnified as well. You don't get to decide when a divine moment comes into your life. They often come into your life unexpectedly. They are always inconvenient. But you don't get to decide when a divine moment comes in your life. I mean, it's a divine moment. It's a God moment. So while you don't get to choose when a divine moment comes into your paths, here's what you can do. You can choose whether or not you're to immediately step out in faith or whether you're going to shrink back in fear. And you don't get to choose the consequences of that moment slipping away. And you don't get to choose all the blessings that that divine moment will give you. So the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. It's not easy to walk by faith. And you know the excuses. Maybe next month I'll really learn some leadership skills, so then I'll decide. Or maybe next year when I'm a much better leader, then I'll do it. Or God, this just isn't a good time for me. Could you come back around another time? Well, we know the excuses. We're right, and it's not a good time circumstantially because, well, usually we want God to work everything out for us, make everything perfect in our circumstances and situations before we take that step of faith. That's why a lot of people never do it. They come to the doorstep of their destiny and never step across. They're waiting for God to make everything perfect. They're saying, if God, if you'll make a way, then I'll obey. But are you ready for this? God says this: if you'll obey, then I'll make a way. See, we want to say, if you make the way, then I'll obey, but it's just the opposite. God says, if you will obey, then I'll make a way. You know, we want to follow Christ, but we don't want it to be inconvenient. I mean, we don't want to do anything that's not in our little plan. We want to follow Christ with all the convenience of it, with no inconvenience. And we want to make advances without saying goodbye to parts of our past that need to go. You can't follow God on your timetable. A backwoods farmer sitting on the steps of his tumble-down shack was approached by a stranger who stopped by for a drink of water. And the stranger said, "How are your soybeans coming along?" And the farmer sitting on the porch said, "I didn't plan none." "Really?" He said, I thought this was a good country for growing them. Why didn't you plant some?" "Well," the farmer said, "I was afraid it wouldn't rain." "Oh, well, how's your corn crop?" "Ain't got none." "Did you plant corn?" "Nope, scared of corn blight." "What did you plant?" "Nothing. I just played it safe." Okay, if you want to see God at work in your life, you've got to be willing to plant something, and that requires a step of faith. It won't happen if you stay on your divine back porch waiting for God to get the work done. That's playing it safe. I included a quote in my daily quotes today by A.W. Tozer that says, "Any faith that must be supported by the evidence of the senses is not real faith." Now, that doesn't mean we disregard our senses. It doesn't mean we act blindly, stupidly, or refuse to consult others. But it does mean at some point we have to let go, dive in, jump in the water, maybe flail around for a while, but soon we start swimming, and God is able to do something more for us. And my question for you this morning is this: are you ready for that? Remember, not to decide is a decision. It's a decision to go backwards. So choose to step out in faith. And then come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be that person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.